The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
This weekend I learned that in a South African country, in South African language, that the word for hello is I see you. And the African person who told me this, who speaks the language, said that I see you as a kind of opening impact. It's kind of a different way of connecting to people than saying hello. And this idea to be seen. And it is a little bit odd too. I can't see any of you that I'm speaking to, but I do see the chats, and I so much appreciate the greetings and the connection, and I sit down here and delighted to begin the mornings this way. So maybe in a figurative way I see you and offer you my greetings. And in important ways, the breathing, how we breathe, the experience of breathing, is a reflection of what's happening in the mind. The mind is tense, the breathing is tense. Certain emotions in the mind or in the heart stimulate the breathing in one way, and other emotions do it a different way. It's also to some degree true of the body as a whole. There's something about when we sit down to meditate, some way in which we experience the body which does in fact express or mirrors what's happening in the mind. And it's kind of a profound thing to appreciate this or to actually see how this works. It's not obvious maybe on the surface. But then it works in the other direction, that as the breathing changes, it changes the mind. As the body somehow changes, it changes the mind. And I say this as we begin, as we often do, with relaxing the body as a way of entering into meditation. And but relaxing the body and adjusting the breathing are not just done for the sake of physically settling in and being here. It also is a kind of an influence, a healthy, good influence on the mind or the heart. So, for example, as we relax the body, perhaps that has maybe we feel a little bit safer. Maybe we feel a sense of safety, or at least less fear or less anxiety or less tension, less preoccupation. And as feeling less tension in the body, to allow that to translate or to waft or influence the mind feeling less tense as well. And so the relaxing the body is part of also preparing the mind for meditation. And I'll talk more about this during the talk. So to assume a meditation posture and gently close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, to spend a little bit of time rocking back and forth, swaying back and forth, to see if you can find just kind of a stretch and kind of awaken your body a little bit and have a sense of your body in space. And then maybe feel the contact of your sitting bones, if you're sitting, against your cushion or chair. And then come to center, looking for a way of sitting that feels like your weight of your body is balanced in some way. If you're sitting upright, that the weight of your body is centered over the sitting bones. You're not leaning forward or your center of gravity is not behind you but because you're leaning backwards. And then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Not only to feel your body more fully, but to establish the connection between the mind and the body more consciously, kind of create, open the channels, the communication between the mind and the body. Feeling the rib cage stretch and expand as you breathe in. And feeling the same rib cage maybe collapse or contract as you settle in when you exhale. And then as you exhale, long, deep exhale, see if you can relax and soften your body. Shoulders, belly. And as you take a long exhale and relax the body, let that have an influence on the mind, a quieting of the mind, a relaxing of the mind. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And see that if we'll also do some more relaxing, and see if there's some way, maybe subtle way, that relaxing the body has an influence on relaxing the mind as well. So beginning by, on the exhale, relaxing the muscles of the face. As you exhale, softening the shoulders, releasing them to the pull of gravity. Maybe the weight of the arms encourages the shoulders to release a little bit. Perhaps relaxing your hands, any tightening in the fingers. And as if the mind participates in the relaxation, relax the chest. The center of your chest, your heart center. Softening the belly. And as it softens, a softening in the mind. Softening in the lower waist and lower back. And relaxing the thighs. And then to feel your body in some global way. And then as you exhale, to relax the whole body. easing up in any way in which you're bracing yourself against life. And then bringing your attention to your forehead, behind your forehead, the area of the brain. Feeling any tension or holding pressure that might be there. Agitation. And as you exhale, relax, the thinking muscle, relax the tensions and pressure associated with thinking, associated with worrying, associated with wanting. And then once again, feel the global body in whatever way that's easy for you, to the degree to which it's easy. Perhaps you feel a subtleness or a tingling or aliveness, warmth, some energy coursing through your body. Maybe even you can notice some feelings of contentment or peacefulness in your body. Then within the body, as part of the bodily experience, become aware of breathing. And gently, maybe slightly, at the end of the exhale, relaxing the breathing. Maybe you breathe, exhale a little longer. At the top of the inhale, a subtle relaxation, releasing. Maybe the inhale continues a little more. And then can you make some small adjustments to the breathing? So breathing is more pleasant, more enjoyable. Not dramatically, but just a little bit more. Breathing a little slower, a little faster, a little longer or shorter. Looking for whatever subtle pleasure there is in your breathing. And quieting the thinking mind so there can be more intimacy with the experience of breathing. And if there could be, if there is any coziness, contentment, just being here in your body, or satisfaction, being connected to your bodily experience directly, even if it's uncomfortable. Maybe you can allow the mind and heart to share with some of that contentment or coziness or satisfaction. Content just to sit here, breathing in this living, pulsing body. There is an intimacy and a deep connection between the mind and the body that functions more deeply or more clearly when the thinking mind is quieter, gently letting go of your thoughts, appreciating the ways in which the mind can be quieter, stiller, so that there's a richer connection, awareness of the body, breathing, and the goodness of breathing, or the relaxation of the body, can have a nice influence on the mind. Perhaps there's a way you can soften your belly more. Relax it to settle your breathing further and to reassure the mind and heart. Breathing in and breathing out. And then, when we breathe together with all breathing life. We share it with all, everyone else who's breathing. It's our common humanity that we all require breathing to not only to live, but for their whole inner life to be functioning well. And while we might wish at the end of the sitting for all beings to be well and happy and free, we could also wish them to have an easeful breath, for their breathing to be easeful and comfortable. Relaxed, open breathing. Because this way of breathing is deeply connected to being happy and safe and free. May all beings have an easeful breath. May all beings breathe with reassurance and safety. May all beings feel delight with their breathing as they breathe. And may it be that we live together with other people so that we're not the cause and condition for their breathing to be tense, shallow, tight. May we be a condition and a cause to support others to breathe at ease and happily and peacefully. And perhaps we can coexist with an easeful breath. And the best in all of us has a chance to come forth. May all beings breathe peacefully.